Perambulations by Hananobira.
Read by Black Glass as Sarah.
Kes as Cassandra.
Deasy Diversions as Cole.
Opalsong as the Iron Bull.
R.S. Crichton as Dorian.
And Something Incorporeal as Vivian.
I have to say, I'll be glad to make camp this evening. This new shoulder strap is starting to chafe.
Yeah, ugh. Damn this forbidden oasis. I've got sand all up in my vag. It's just something fierce.
Must we continue to talk about lady parts? I fear I shall have the vapors.
Repeat after me, Dorian. Vagina. Vagina.
Ooh, I prefer to keep them as far away from my mouth as possible, thank you.
Your loss.
Oh, Dorian, it's you.
Good evening, Cassandra. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your reading. Is that the journal we found in the last village?
No, it's Swords and Shields.
Isn't that one of Varric's romance novels?
I know it's not generally considered one of his best, but there's really more depth to it than many people assume just from reading the synopsis. The extended metaphor of how the infrequent appearances of the dragon in the mountains represents the forces of duty tearing them apart? It really rings true to my experiences as a soldier.
I meant no criticism, it's just... You looked happy reading that book. It's a good look on you.
Ah. Well, yes. Thank you. Vivian, can I ask you a question?
Of course, darling.
Dorian said something yesterday and... Do I seem... angry to you?
Angry is not the word I would choose. No. You're an exceptionally driven and dedicated woman. I've always admired that in you.
Growing up in a gilded cage among the Navarran nobility as I did, my childhood was a very quiet and restrained one. I see peasant children playing in the streets sometimes, totally carefree. And I regret that I never got that kind of opportunity. But then I reflect on that moment when I completed my trial, when all of the pain, the hunger, the thirst, every bodily sensation melted away, and all that was left was a pure euphoria, a direct connection to the Maker's love. I wouldn't trade that memory for anything.
I, too, occasionally wonder what could have been had I lived a simpler life. The paths we've chosen for ourselves have their challenges, but they are always accompanied by joys in equal measure. Now that Dorian, how like a man, always telling you to look happy, but when you knee them in the balls, you are the one being rude.
What did that merchant call that new staff of yours, Dorian? An Archon fire staff?
Yes. Why?
So many possibilities. I'll set your staff on fire. My staff is always on fire for you, baby.
Admittedly not my area. But if it's on fire, shouldn't you see a healer about that?
Yes, yes, very funny.
Oh, I love me a good battle, but sometimes looking the corpses after is the best part. Mama's just got herself a shiny new dagger. I'm gonna stab so many bad guys with this. I can't wait.
Your bloodthirstiness is, as always, charming in its brutality.
Stabbity, stabbity, stabbity! Snick, snick! Gah!
I don't think a human body holds that much blood. Maybe the Kunari do?
It would work even better now that you have that new dagger. Just think about it. I pick you up and toss you, pointy end first, at the mass of the enemy. If I aimed you right, you could probably nick 3 or 4 of them on the way down.
It's the horns in it. They're so thick. They're blocking the sound of me telling you it's never gonna happen.
We should stop soon. Madame Vivian needs to piss.
Your concern for my comfort is admirable, my dear. But I can hold out until we reach the little wood down the way.
I vote to take our break down there as well. More privacy. Less risk of rash vine in unmentionable places.
Weird to think of Miss Hoity-Toity deigning to piss like us common folk, eh?
Oh, cold night today, huh, Dorian?
Yes.
My tent's big enough for 2. What say tonight we cuddle together for warmth?
My mage fire is warmer and doesn't smell of wet nug.
Ooh, can I cuddle with you for warmth, Bull?
Sure, there's certainly room for someone your size, Stabby.
May I join you as well?
Why not? The more the merrier at this point.
What?
There's no need to feel jealous, Dorian. You can still join us.
Jealous? Don't be preposterous. Enjoy cuddling your wet nug.
Woohoo! Hit 'em harder! Again! Yeah! Madame Vivian, ma'am?
Please call me Vivian. I suppose we've been traveling together long enough that titles between us have passed their time.
Vivian? Well then, I'm Sarah. Say, next time we hit an inn or pub or something, I don't suppose I could buy you a drink.
Oh, how adorable.
Is that a yes?
No, my dear. I'm not interested. But you are a sweet little kitten, aren't you?
You don't have to be so snooty about it. A simple no would do the job.
Ah. I see the kitten has claws.
Yes! Looting time!
Here, Sarah. How about these arrows?
Nah, not my size. Too long for me. Probably just about the right length for you, though.
Well, that's rather ambitious of you, Dorian.
Sarah, how can someone with a mind as filthy as yours keep doing that?
Can you really bend that way, Dorian?
I imagine not, no.
I don't know what you're thinking, Dorian, but whatever it is, why don't we try it out in my tent later this evening?
I don't think the staff should really be used at...
Let's save the surprise for later, shall we?
Oh-ho! It's like that, is it? I'll look forward to it, mage.
The end.